Hi, welcome to the I Call You Blessed podcast. Now, let's get into today's word with Pastor Hector Soto.
If you have ever had an addiction, like to alcohol, and then you get saved in your older life, like me, I had to evict that demon of alcohol. I had anger issues. I had violence. I would go into rages, and I didn't know why when I was a two-year-old. But when I went through deliverance, the first demon that came out of me was murder. It all made sense to me. I realized it wasn't me. It was a demon that was in me, in my soul, in my emotions, in my personality, in my mind, in my intellect. People that are suicidal, do you think you're just suicidal? You think these little 10-year-old kids they bring me, and they don't even know what sex they are. They don't any longer know what bathroom to go to because of the lying spirits. The spirits of deception, because we're in the last day. And our children are being taught in the public schools that if you feel like a girl that day and you're a boy, wear a pink bracelet, you can go to the office in San Angelo, Texas right now and get a pink bracelet. And you can go to the boys' bathroom that day. I mean, the girls. If you're a girl and you think you're a boy that day, you go get you a blue bracelet and you can go to the boys' bathroom that day. That is a perverse spirit that has attacked our nation and the globe. Because demons will attack God's creation. They will pervert it. Where a boy doesn't know it's a boy. I said, sweetheart, do you have outdoor plumbing? If you have outdoor plumbing, you're a boy. I mean, this is what I deal in. We've got a witch driving in Monday morning. A Monday afternoon. She doesn't want to be a witch anymore. She's gotten saved. But the demons are so in her mind, and in her body, that they're biting and clawing her. And if somebody doesn't know how to use the name of Jesus and make those demons bow, they don't go anywhere. You have to evict a demon out. Are we not the temple of the Holy Ghost? People say, well, a Christian can't have a demon. And I run into that a lot. If you don't understand spirit, soul, and body, you won't understand deliverance. We are spirit. The demons are in our soul. They're attached to our body. Demons can live in an organ. They love to live in your heart, in the broken places. A lot of demons will come out of your heart. Some of them come out of your brain. They're disembodied. They can live in your kneecap. They can live, if you've been watching pornography and you've had an addictive issue, those demons normally come out the eyes. Because pornography opens up your eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate, your touch gate. Those sexual demons will take up residence in your sex organs. We just had a deliverance up in South Carolina. And a brother had been addicted to porn since he was very young. It's very common. Probably 97% of everyone we deal with has to have their eye gate, ear gate, mouth gate, and touch gates, which would be masturbation. We rebuke, renounce, and release those spirits. And they go. There is no demon that's not defeated. You know, demons are kind of like head lice. There's no shame in having them. The shame is in keeping them. Because they're all defeated. But since the church as a whole has never taught on this, the people are afraid of deliverance. And I go around and do deliverance workshops. And I help people get free. It's not about the demon. It's about your freedom. It's about your freedom. It's about you being free. It's about demons in your marriage. They'll get in your marriage. They'll lay right in your marriage bed. Demons love to live in your bedroom because that's where you rest. They love to give you bad dreams, tormenting dreams. They want to make your life miserable. There are demons assigned to your family. And if you don't ever break the assignment, they just stand off in a corner. They're called familiar spirits. And they attack you every day. There's spirits of insanity that want to drive you crazy. And you'll think you're crazy. You're not crazy. It's those demons that are crazy. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. A good picture in Scripture of deliverance is when Jesus went into the temple and turned the money table over. And he plaited that rope. And he drove them out, right? That's deliverance. You know what was sitting on the money changer table? The doves. And when the table flipped over, the doves were released. When deliverance takes place in our life, the dove is released. Freedom comes. But if you don't understand, there's many rooms in our temple. There's many rooms we have. We have the mother room, the father room, the brother-sister room. We have rooms of our past. We have rooms of witchcraft that came down through our lineage. My great-grandmother was a white witch. There is no such thing as a white witch or a black witch or Hispanic. It's a witch. Do you understand? The modern-day witch is now New Age. And she doesn't have a wart on the end of her nose. But she's still a witch. and you're going to have to drive it out. The number one way a demon will come in is through unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, wrath, rage, retaliation. I will get back at you. You know how many believers live in unforgiveness? They've not forgiven. They've not released that person that abused them, that raped them, that molested them. I've had some things I've had to forgive people about. Because if we allow the door of unforgiveness to be open, a snake will come in. We've got to shut the doors, close the gate, cancel permission, and command the demon to go. That is deliverance in a nutshell. Number one, close the gate. Cancel permission. And command any demon to go. Close the gate. Cancel permission. And command the demons to go. You say, well, I couldn't possibly have a demon. Listen, I assume they're all there. With the life I led before I came to Jesus. Listen, we deal with drug addicts, sex addicts, meth addicts, heroin addicts. These people are broken. They've been in prison 3 and 4 times. They're 4 and 5 time felon. And the minute we get them in to Jesus and they say yes to Jesus, the first thing we do is get them in the water baptism waters. We get them down because our old man is what? Buried with Christ. And our new man is alive in Christ. They come out of those baptismal waters. They come out crying and weeping and shouting because Jesus loves them. Jesus isn't mad at them. And the next thing we do, we get them saved in Christ, get them water baptized, and then we get them delivered. We take them through deliverance, every single one of them. And they say, well, Miss Betty, I probably don't have a demon. And I said, well, let's wake it up. Let's get it out of hiding. Let's get that thing out of hiding. We'll wake that thing up and we'll see if you have a demon or not. Because you can make a demon manifest. I can command every demon in here to manifest. And it would be a horror movie in about 5 minutes. But you play a part today in your deliverance. Demons have told you, they have lied to you, and they said you can never be free, you can never be happy, you can never be normal, and this is just your life. That's not true. That is a lying spirit. So we're going to start closing gates, canceling permission, and then we're going to command the demons to go. Everybody got it? We're going to get rid of all resentment right now. All unforgiveness.
Thank you for listening to the I Call You Blessed podcast. We hope that you have been encouraged by today's word. If you would like more information about this ministry,
visit us at icallyoubless.com. Until next time, I call you blessed.